Thanks for joining us once again in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And our very special guest in this edition, Dan Pitcher, quarterback coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. He has a very, very unique bond and relationship with Joe Burrow, as you can imagine. Tremendous amount of mutual respect and admiration there, as well as with all the coaches that deal with Joe Burrow, Brian Callahan, Zach Taylor, everybody. It's very, very exciting for Dan Pitcher to work with Joe Burrow because he's so young and he's so dynamic. This entire offensive football team is, when you talk about Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon. It's just crazy. These guys are just at the very, very beginning of great things that are going to happen. Dan Pitcher talks about that. He talks about Joe Burrow. Everything that you think you know about Joe Burrow, you're right, and there's more. Dan Pitcher will fill you in. Really appreciate you joining in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. As always, coming from our outstanding studios, there's none better, and there's none better than our guest. Our special guest today, Bengals quarterback coach Dan Pitcher, who is in his seventh year with the Cincinnati Bengals between working with personnel and on the coaching staff. And that's a very intriguing mix there, coach. First and foremost, how the heck you doing?
Doing great, Lap. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. So that mix, you know, the personnel aspect that you were involved with, and then the coaching part of it, you're perfect in terms of realizing what it takes to keep the lines of communication, you know, flowing freely between personnel and coaching staff, you know, communicating what type of player you want and the response back and forth between those two groups, which is vital, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's critical to the success of an organization. So, you know, all of my technical personnel experience came in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. I've been part of the coaching staff the whole time here in Cincinnati. Right. But right. as you well know, you know, we work hand in hand with Duke and Potsy and Steve and the other guys up there, and you know, really everybody else on that floor, probably more so as a coaching staff than anywhere else in the league. And so, you know, I think the lines of communication, you know, have to be open and clear, and the expectations have to be set. And I think that, you know, all the individuals that are in charge of that here in our building do a great job. And, it's critical to the success of the team. I know that.
No question about it. You were part of the longest season in National Football League history. I mean, the Super Bowl was played after Valentine's Day, for crying out loud. It was nuts. And it's been a long year, short preparation for the off season. You guys have been grinding away, get a little bit of time here, have, you know, a month or so before training camp starts. You and the family are going to decompress a little bit. You got anything planned?
Yeah, nothing crazy. It's been a wild, you know, spring for us. We welcomed our first child, our son, Ollie, was born about 5 days after the Super Bowl. So we've been enjoying, you know, everything that comes with parenthood in the early stages there. And so, we'll get out of town here for, you know, 3 weeks or so, just go visit family. We're both, from the East Coast. My wife's from New Jersey. I'm from New York. And so we'll drive back there actually tomorrow morning. So you got me, perfect timing before I go radio silence here for a couple of weeks.
There you go. It'll be good to just go radio silent for a couple of weeks like that. What a stretch that was when you're in the playoffs, winning playoff games, and you know, first you win the division title, then you go into the playoffs, start winning games, win the AFC championship, and go to the Super Bowl. All the while, you know, you got a child on the way, man. That had to be just a crazy time for you guys.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll ever, you know, experience anything quite like that again. It'll be something, you know, I remember for the rest of my life, and my wife, I'm sure, as well. But it was just a great time, super exciting time in our lives. You know, on the professional side, obviously we just didn't quite finish it the way we all hoped. But I think with hindsight, we can all look back and really, you know, enjoy that, you know, we were part of something pretty special, and we hope to be part of more of those years going forward.
So last year you have four guys that are age 25 or younger, put up numbers like this: Joe Burrow, 4,611 yards passing, team record. 34 touchdown passes, team record. Joe Mixon rushes for 1,205 yards and rushes for 13 touchdowns. And then Ja'Marr Chase, 81 catches, 1,455 yards, almost 18 yards a catch, crazy. 13 touchdowns. T. Higgins, 74 catches, 1,091 yards, almost 15 yards per catch, 6 touchdowns. All those guys, 25 years or younger. That is unbelievable. How bright is the future, Coach?
Well, I'm glad we have them all. You know, yeah. it makes for exciting football, makes for an explosive offensive attack. And, you know, really credit goes to those guys and all the people in their lives that helped prepare them for success at such an early age, because, you know, a lot of the groundwork is laid for that type of success before they ever get here. And then it's our job as coaches to assess what they do best, put them in positions to excel on the field. And I think we got a pretty good thing going with that right now. It's ever changing. It's very fluid. You know, you figure out, you know, what, you know, that's what we'll be doing in training camp, right? Is figuring out what is this year's version of the team look like, and how do we have to tweak and change things? Maybe we don't, maybe we do. But super glad that we got all those guys and excited to work with them moving forward.
Yeah. And I don't want to leave out Tyler Boyd, who in my mind, you've got a top, if not the best, top three, number one receiver, top three, number two receiver, if not the best, and top three, number three receiver, if not the best. And Tyler Boyd, 67 catches, 828 yards, 5 more touchdowns. I mean, that attack was just unbelievable. And like you said, there's going to be changes. And the three changes that come to mind, first and foremost, are what happened in free agency with the offensive line. And quite honestly, every one of those guys that I talked to that came to the team via free agency in the offensive line, the fact that Joe Burrow was the quarterback in this football team was the big closing deal, man. I mean, they all wanted to play with Joe Burrow, and looking at what Joe Burrow has accomplished to date. How different can the offense look with these three guys who, you know, veteran guys, successful guys, Super Bowl wins for two of them, multi-Super Bowl wins for Karras, and then you got Collins, who's a beast at right tackle. I mean, how different can the offense look with these guys up front?
Well, we'll find out. You know, it's going to be a process of coming together. I mean, you know, having played as part of that unit, I mean, there's no other position in the game where the chemistry of the unit is more important than the offensive line. And right. So, you know, I know that's something that Frank preaches, and we added some really good, high character, hardworking guys that care about winning football games. And I think that's when you see guys that you know, say, hey, I came here first and foremost because I see what the quarterback can do, you know, and all these guys, you know, have an opportunity to make a lot of money and provide for their families. But when you get guys who value that up as high or above everything else, you know, you're adding people to your organization that care about winning, and are going to do whatever it takes to get that job done. So just super excited to add those guys to the mix and really just, you know, they'll work in with the guys that were here that, that got us to the Super Bowl, you know, right. And it wasn't a perfect unit, and there's areas all across the board for us to get better in. But at the end of the day, you know, we played with individuals, you know, in that unit that got us there. And so that experience is invaluable for those young players moving forward too. And so, you know, just really excited to see that group of guys and knowing what the job that Frank does, I think we'll be in great shape.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I'm not trying to disparage, you know, anybody, but there were, you know, matchup problems and weaknesses that you got to game plan, you know, maybe differently for, and cover up some things and help in areas. And sometimes that's five times harder than just, you know, putting in a game plan. And then it also limits potentially areas of the field that you can attack, you know, because you're just not quite able to hold up for the amount of time you want to hold up for. And route combinations and areas of the field are going to be, you know, maybe totally different. And running game improves, the play action passing game improves. I mean, it's all a big trickle down effect, and it's going to be very interesting to see what kind of adjustments, you know, maybe a little bit more efficient play up front allows you guys to do. It could be really exciting.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that the better you – that's where it all starts, right? And if you can control the line of scrimmage, then it just makes everything else in the run game, pass game, everything easier. And so, you know, we got to – those guys will you know, come together as a unit in training camp and move forward, and I think it's a really promising group.
So, Joe Burrow, obviously the numbers like that we talked about, playing, he played at an extremely high level. There's no question about that. His physical improvement was obvious to me. I mean, he had some injuries, obviously, that he dealt with in rehab. Along the way, though, I mean, he kind of changed his body. You know, to me, he kind of trimmed out a little bit. Not that he needed to trim out, but he talked about he lost weight and he decided to keep it off and get stronger, you know, in so doing. And how different is he physically going into year three than when he first came to the Cincinnati Bengals out of LSU?
You know, I think he's made, you know, some changes in that area. I have utmost trust in him and his dedication to his body, nutritionally, from a training standpoint, everything he does, you know, in that area. So, you know, it's changed maybe in certain areas. Honestly, because I trust him so much, I don't even pay that much attention. I worry about him as a football player and getting him ready to play games on Sunday. And we've got a great strength staff, and Joe's got great people in his life that he trusts that help him get ready physically. And that's a luxury I have, right? That I have a guy who is so mature and works so hard in that area that I don't even really have to think about it. I don't have to keep my thumb on him. I don't have to ask him, hey, how's this going? How's your weight? How's it? We don't even talk about it, because that's just the kind of pro that he is.
He is a pro's pro in every sense of the word. There's always tweaks in mechanics, and I know he's talked about, you know, the way he utilizes his hips maybe a little bit differently. That's changed his throw motion, and that front foot, you know, his transfer foot did a couple of different things with. I mean, his arm strength has noticeably improved. In your mind, is it that noticeable to you? Or you see him every day, so might not be quite as noticeable when you don't see him, and then all of a sudden, boy, he's ripping a little bit more than he did.
Yeah, you know, that was what everyone was talking about, you know, last time this year coming off of the spring when he really come off the rehab. And I think there was some truth to that. You know, I when you talk about the mechanical tweaks and things, you know, that almost falls in the same category of what I just talked about with it. It's like, because I know him and because I trust him, you know, if he wants to experiment with some stuff and see how it's working, then great. You know, I'm always going to be for that. And because of his, again, maturity level and professionalism, he's ultimately going to come to camp with whatever mechanics are going to allow him to play the best and us to win. And if there's an issue or he's doing something, you know, we need to talk about, we'll talk about it at that point. But he's very few people are as sound as he is in that area. And so total trust there. And he looks great.
His deep ball, I mean, you know, quote, oh, maybe that was a little bit of a problem the first year. Last year, Pro Football Focus had him rated number one in the National Football League deep ball. What was the key? What was something you maybe uncovered to make that major improvement, the deep ball?
Well, I thought, you know, Joe's accuracy was outstanding. I thought the times that he chose to push the ball down the field were really intelligent times to do so. And then the other end of the equation is the guys at the other end of the throw that were just making play after play after play. I mean, those guys did an outstanding job, you know, and when you're talking about the plays down the field, it was primarily Jamar and T, and, you know, some of those other guys, you know, got a couple there, but I mean, you're just talking about ballers. I mean, guys that, when they have an opportunity, are going to make the play 9 out of 10 times. And Joe trusts him and he gave him opportunities. And, you know, just like the year prior where, you know, it becomes a point of emphasis, maybe negatively, and you try, you know, you try to improve upon it, and maybe it doesn't happen as fast as you want, and you press a little bit. Well, the opposite can happen when the things start going well, you know, and now you start riding the hot hand a little bit, and there's no reason we can't continue to do that, because those guys we're throwing it to are only going to get better, and Joe's only going to get better.
So Joe, football savant, you know, mentally, there's no question about it. Has he improved though? Has the mental part of the game for Joe Burrow improved on a yearly basis for you as well?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's an ongoing thing. I mean, You look at guys like, you know, that are Hall of Famers at the position, and I'm sure they would tell you that they got better in year 4 and 5 and 7 and 10 and however long they play. That's why they play so long, right? As they continue to grow in that area. And I think the biggest thing is just the confidence of accumulated reps and knowing what you see. And then now that you've seen it 20, 50, 100, 500 times, it just allows you to make that decision that much faster and have the confidence that I know what they're doing. I get the ball out of my hand. This is where I can take a shot. This is where I got to check it down. He continues to grow in that area, and he's only going to get better.
So he has a tremendous skill set, you know, mentally, physically, the whole nine yards. What does he do best? What thing or things in your mind does he do best?
His processing is rare. His accuracy is rare, and his ability to make plays outside of the design structure of the play. Probably I would say those three things, just in terms of his on the field play. And then, you know, just from an intangible standpoint, his, you know, rare competitiveness, intelligence, natural leadership, you know, that those kind of go hand in hand with the on the field thing. So that's what makes him different. What kind of sets him apart, I think.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right.
You know? Yeah, you know, gotta get that body right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.